Welcome to BBS Talk Radio for a Beautiful You, hosted by the USPD's National Pageant Organization. We're glad to have you with us tonight. Before we interview our two beautiful ladies, I want to get a shout out to my Gina James girlfriend in Nashville, Tennessee. She's there making some music, and she's going to be finishing up her autobiography soon and her tour, and all kinds of neat things are happening for Gina. So, Gina, we miss you so much, and we hope that you're doing well. I want to give a shout-out to my girl, Michelle. Michelle out in Downers Grove, you've been a really great friend and a big supporter of BBS Talk Radio. So, big shout-out for you. And all of our new listeners and people who have been emailing me about BBS Talk Radio and For a Beautiful You, thank you for the wonderful emails and the support that you've given us since we started the show, oh, I would say about 8 weeks ago. I can't believe it's been that long. Anyway, tonight we are going to talk pageantry, and we have our current Mrs. New Mexico U.S. Beauty State Queen, Karen, on the line with us, as well as our Mrs. Tennessee U.S. Beauties State Queen, Becky. And the ladies are going to be talking together for the first time, and they're going to meet in July of 2009 at the National Pageant. So welcome, ladies, to BBS Talk Radio for a Beautiful You.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Becky. Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you guys, too.
Hey, Karen and Becky, how you two doing?
We're doing great here.
Well, first of all, you guys have been great state queens, both of you. I mean, you reply promptly to emails, you get all your information in, I mean, your pictures, everything. And so we want to say thank you for just your love and support of our USPD pageant system. We really appreciate that.
I'm so excited, I can't stand it.
We got 11 months yet, but you know what? We got a lot to do within the next 11 months, Karen and Becky, because we're a pageant system that just does not take your entry fee and say, okay, we'll see you at Nationals. We really want you girls to feel special and feel like part of our family. So as you know, we got a lot of exciting things happening this year to promote you and be there for you as one of our state queens. And it's important for me to make you girls feel very special, and I hope that we've accomplished that so far.
Well, Di, you have. You absolutely have. From day one, you have just made it easy, and you're prompt getting back with me on everything.
Yeah, it's been a great experience so far. I'm really enjoying this so far.
Well, you know what? We first want to congratulate Becky, who had a little boy recently,
yes.
And his name is Noel, and we want to congratulate you, Becky, another addition to our US Beauty's pageant family with Noel. And how is he doing?
He's doing great. He's not sleeping much at night, so I'm a little sleep deprived, but you know, that's okay. We're getting used to it, and he's a true joy, a true miracle. I'm enjoying every minute of being a mother.
Oh yeah, well, children are definitely a miracle, as Karen can attest to. She has actually grown children, but has a lot on her plate, and we're going to talk to our two ladies tonight about what they're doing, you know, what they've been doing with their title and their future goals and things that they're going to do. We're going to start with Karen, our Mrs. New Mexico. Karen, you've been in pageantry for quite a while. What has actually drawn you to the pageant industry to want to compete?
You know, it's a funny guy because it's really because of my husband. He started it. He started it by seeing an ad and saying, you really should do this, honey. And I just kind of laughed at him and said no. But then I started thinking about, you know, it'd be a great way to promote what I'm doing, which is educating women and children on the issue of violence and how they can stop and avoid it. John and I own and operate Key Martial Arts. We're both martial artists. Also a chemical engineer for the laboratory up here. And I'm a nurse and a personal trainer, which works in occupational medicine and wellness. So our campaign for the the pageant is awesome because it's really my, you know, my alley. So I absolutely love it. I love everything to do with it.
Well, I know with Karen, at first she was kind of, I don't want to use the word shy. What we're doing with our pageant system, as everybody knows that listens to us, we're celebrating the success of each individual contestant, something that is kind of unique in the pageant system. There's platforms and things like that, which are wonderful. But I really wanted to focus in on each individual success story that our girls have. And you know what? Everybody has one. Everybody has a success story. And you know what? Not enough positive is being presented about girls and women in pageantry. They're doing such wonderful things. And so we wanted to be able to focus in on each success story. And I know Karen was kind of shy about that because I believe that she felt like she was bragging. But you know what? She should, because she has done some really wonderful things, as well as Becky. I mean, Becky's success story is just phenomenal when it came through the other day. And so for me, having this pageant system and be able to focus in on your success stories, lady, is fantastic. And I applaud both of you, and it's just wonderful what you've done.
Thank you so much, Di. And Becky, I just read yours today, and it's wonderful. I can't wait to meet you.
Oh, well, thank you. I feel the same way about you.
Now, Becky, what got you started in pageantry, Becky?
Well, I actually started doing pageants when I was a young girl. My mother put me in pageants when I was about 9 years old, and I kind of did them off and on throughout high school and kind of quit for a while, but you know, I just really love pageants. I got back involved in competing in, like, the Miss America system a few years back. And, you know, they're just a great way to really work on your self-esteem, to really get involved in the community. So, you know, I've always loved pageants.
And, you know, they prepare you for life. I mean, when you go through a judge's interview, it's like preparing for a job interview. I mean, it's pretty much the same thing.
That's exactly right. And I've learned so much just working on my interview skills, you know, working on different talents. I mean, there's so much to be learned in pageants just beyond your sheer beauty and evening gown. I mean, there's so much you can get and gain from competing in pageants.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that's great, ladies, is you meet friends. A lot of our friends are in the pageant industry. And a lot of the gals I've coached over the years, pageant coached over the years, I've seen them grow and mature and, you know, go on to great things. And it's, you know, when I retire, I'm really going to actually miss this because I've been in this almost 3 decades now. And I've seen different things happen in the pageant, pageant industry. But one thing stays the same, and that is the camaraderie between the contestants and the friendships. You know, let's not talk about all the negativity that goes on, you know, with this, because like anything else, there's always things that happen, you know, but I like to focus in on the positive of pageantry. And Karen, there's a lot of misses that want to compete. You know, you did talk about your husband, and there's a lot of misses who want to compete, but their husbands are not supporting them. What advice would you give to the husbands to help encourage, or give advice to the wives to help encourage the husbands to compete?
You know, I really feel it brings the woman out of her shell, and I think man helping can do that. They benefit people. I mean, my husband's sitting shaking his head. he has seen me do a total 360, and I went from the prom girl to more of the glamorous woman that he desires me no matter what. The tough, glamorous woman, he really makes me laugh. But the man will support the woman, everything she does. He's only going to benefit because really she is the better part of him. She makes him look good, makes him good about himself. Men don't understand that. A lot of times it's a possessive type thing. And if they can get over that and understand to put their wife where they should be and uphold them. I stay a pedestal. I tell you what, after 20 years of marriage here, I've earned my place.
Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
That's, Yeah, we have three daughters and one son and two son-in-laws. And we have told son-in-laws, at least my husband has, treat them like the princesses they are. And remember, son, always right. And life goes out, you know, right for you. He said in a joking way, but the son-in-laws are girls like, and that's the way they should. And I feel that all men should do that with their women and best friends. You treat each other well.
Now, Becky, how does John feel about you competing in pageants?
You know, he is actually so supportive of me. It's just unreal how much he is supportive. And he's always been that way. We've been together for almost 9 years now. And every time I've competed in a pageant, I used to travel a ton in college and traveled all over the place. And he has never missed a game. He never missed a pageant. He traveled everywhere with me. And, you know, even sometimes my parents couldn't go, but he was always there, always supporting me. And he just wants me to be happy. He truly does. And I'm so thankful. I'm so blessed because of that.
And if you're a happy wife, you know, you're happy around your home. And that's the truth. I mean, I believe when a husband tries to control his wife and tell her what to do, I only think that makes it worse in a relationship. And, you know, we are going to have a show in the future with married couples on together, you know, not talking about pageantry, but marriage in general. So we will be including Becky and Karen in on that interview with their husbands down the road. But how do you prepare for a pageant, Karen? Give us a kind of a synopsis of what you do to get started.
Well, actually, I start a year out. I mean, we're a year from pageant now. I took 6 weeks off of last one, which was Miss America, as you know. 6 weeks off, and then I put a whole year plan together, which includes my dietary guidelines and my workouts. I do what you call, even though I'm a personal trainer, even a trainer needs a trainer. And I do train the trainer, which makes me accountable. Somebody else decides, you know, besides me tracking myself, my husband helps me on track. He's very supportive to my dietary guidelines and my workout schedule. And, of course, I mean, he loves the spur-of-the-moment shopping. Of course, we, you know, do our shopping. He actually cuts and dyes my hair and does all of the preliminary. He helps with the makeup and the jewelry. And I guess, you know, he's tough, but he's got this feminine side to him. So helps with my scanning, and it's the interviews, you know, through that, and actually he helps with my walking and the posing and everything that we have to do. And,
well, I know how important husband involvement is, because I have my husband, I mean, years ago when we had a pageant production event, the husbands used to have their own song and dance number, believe it or not. But as years went by, it was more of a production pageant. People would say, is this a pageant competition? It was more along the lines of theatrical. But it didn't take off in the pageant industry because of the fact that people thought they needed talent and they weren't used to the style of competition. So we went back to the glamorous way of competing, which is where we're at right now. But I know my husband, he used to have he used to sing on stage with the girls. I mean, he used to be the husband chaperone. I mean, he was always there for me to be a part of it. So without him, it would have been kind of difficult. So, Becky, when you're preparing for pageants, how does John encourage you as you're preparing for your competitions?
Oh, he is a great encourager, actually. He has helped me so much. Just practicing interview, he is so cute because he will actually just ask me lots of questions, and he'll help me, you know, go over current events and things like that. And anything he can possibly do to help me prepare, he does. And especially when I'm working out for the physical fitness part, which I've got to start doing again since I've got a young baby now. But, you know, he'll work out with me. We love to go running together, and he's really into physical fitness too. He rides bikes, and we just do so much together to prepare.
Well, you know, we wanted to help we like to call them newbie girls that come on board as our contestants, and put together a consulting staff of experts to be able to help and encourage the contestants this next year. We have a pageant coach, and we have a dietitian, a makeup artist, we have a fitness consultant, and I hope all the contestants, you know, utilize this consultant's opportunity to be able to help them, even the seasoned veterans. I mean, sometimes we can, you know, you know, get a little bit of edge up on just working with people that know their stuff. Do you girls feel that the consultants are going to be beneficial to you?
Oh, definitely. I think that's a great aspect to the pageant, and I'm very, very excited to be able to work with the consultants.
Well, I think it's wonderful. And tell you what, the other systems haven't offered that. And I think that's a bummer because, of course, just girls at a disadvantage, because a lot of times they'll have people come on, but the consultants charge at such economical rates that doesn't put it on a level playing field for all of the girls. So I'm thinking this would be great. I mean, everybody, it's for self-improvement alone.
Well, you know, Becky, sometimes we have girls that have pageant coaches. You know, like I've coached a lot of girls that have competed in other pageants. And, you know, I know what it is to work hard with them. And some of the girls will have pageant coaches. So I felt that having a consultant, everybody would have the opportunity to, you know, be able to share with the consultants and have it all on an even playing field. Do you think the consultants are going to work out good for us?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think it will put a level playing field out for all the girls, and it'll give everyone a chance to really improve ourselves. I think it's a great opportunity.
You know, I have a problem with new girls coming on board because either their parents, you know, are putting the pageant industry down, or, you know, the husbands don't want them to compete. This stereotypic way of competing will never change because of the negative media that is always portraying in the pageant industry. Karen, what do you think we should do to try with our pageant system to break the negativity that seems to surround this industry?
You know, I think just the way you welcomed me on board right there has changed, because I have to say, I had, and you know, I emailed you about the negative feelings, bad taste I had in my mouth. I think that just your overall approach to pageantry is changing it right now. I think every woman should try one in their life, just one time. And I, you know, my daughter did it when she was younger. She's 23 years old now and has two kids of her own. And back then it was the stigma of the old, you have to have money and you have to have a certain hair color and a certain eye color in order to win and get their pick. I hope that with the pageant system that we can, we can bring that back to normalcy, to goodness that it's supposed to be.
Well, you know, Becky, we're even thinking of giving you girls the criteria forms of what we give to judges, so you'd be able to see exactly what the judges' criteria, what they're looking for. I think I've been discussing it back and forth with staff members on this. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that's a great idea. I've never competed in a pageant that has done that before, but I think that's wonderful because it really gives you an idea of what the judges are looking for. You can be the best person that you can be and do everything you can to show the judges, you know, what you have to offer and how well you can represent the U.S. Beauty's pageant system. I think that would be great. I would definitely enjoy seeing the criteria.
And, you know, we also have a program being set up where at the end of the pageant competition, each girl can approach the accountant and get her own score sheet so she can see exactly what it is, how she's done. So I think, you know, with that too, as a pageant coach, you know, I kind of like the girls to have their scores and I don't, because some, you know, pageantry is purely subjective. You have five judges that are put into place there, and that's their personal opinion on each individual contestant. But if you put five new judges in the next week, I can guarantee you most likely there'll be different winners and runners-up. I've seen many judges over the years that have judged for us with so many different personalities that if I took one set one week and put them and then another set the next week, there'd be a whole different ball game. You know, so we try very, very hard to make every girl feel special, you know, during the course of her reign and being with us. So it's very, very important for me to keep communication open and for you girls to feel very important from this, you know, from the time you are awarded your title until the time you come to Chicago area next year to compete. Now, pageantry to me is, the crown and banner is such a symbol to me, Karen and Becky, that I think we've lost that along the way. I remember when I won my pageant, people were telling me, oh my gosh, you won this and you won that and you're going here and you've done this. And you know what? I didn't even care about that when I won. When I won, I stood on that stage crying so bad, you would think I was sad that I won. You know, but I was so happy to, I didn't care what the title was, if it was Miss Pumpkin or you know, Miss America. You know, to me, wearing a crown and banner and representing a pageant system, you know, meant a lot to us in the old pageant days, is what I want to say. How have things changed from then to now, Karen? What do you think?
As far as?
Well, the way the pageant competitions and the way it was years ago versus now.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, I really think some of the old things there. Okay, some of the old things in the way they have the married woman, it's still the old version of married woman representing her in the U.S. I mean, if I think of an exceptional married woman today, the modern day woman, today I think of the woman that is working, raising children, taxi cab mom, I mean, it's going in 50 different directions. That is the mom that I admire. It's not the old fashioned, you wear the bathing suit on stage and you're flawless on stage. I mean, a real woman has curves. Let's face it. You know, we work hard, and to me, just the old version of the American woman is not a good version. The good one now, the modern woman, is the one that is working hard and doing 50 things at one time. And, you know, she is working outside the house as far as in her community, and maybe she doesn't have time to put her hair up and make fun. So that's what I admire, and that would be at least the Mrs. version. Our Miss version, even that's different. The Miss version is pretty pressed in her envelope and brightening and reaching for the stars. It's not go to school and get married and stay home and have children anymore. It's to be the professional person.
You know, Becky, when we put together the pageant system, we really wanted to focus on a theme for you girls this year. And we came up with celebrating the success of the modern woman, which we just love that title. Okay, it just encompasses everything that you girls stand for, based on your success stories that are coming in, are really fantastic. We did not want to have a swimsuit competition. You know, I know swimsuit competition is good for the fitness of each woman, but do you think it's necessary for us to have a swimsuit competition, Becky?
No, I don't think it's necessary. Fitness, you know, it's not so much more than just how you look in a swimsuit. It's about, you know, how healthy you are, and that can be seen in so many other ways. And although the swimsuit or the athletic wear, that is a fun part of the competition, I definitely don't think it's necessary. And especially with this pageant system, we are focusing on the success of a woman, which, you know, exceeds just how you look in a swimsuit or just how you look in athletic wear. It's more about the type of person you are, the type of things you've done, and how you're improving yourself and what you can do to make this pageant system even better.
Oh, bingo. I'm glad you answered it like that. We do have a lot of questions about swimsuits, so thank you for that. That was perfect. We have a caller on line 3. Hi, caller.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm just wonderful. Listen, I wanted to touch base a little bit about, you just briefly spoke about giving your contestants their scores and giving them a chance to see kind of like where they fell in the different categories.
Okay.
Well, I'm a mom who has a daughter who does the pageant system, and she's been in the system for several years now, and I have to be very honest with you. I think it's a wonderful tool to give the young girls. It gives them such a good idea of where they're lacking, where their strong points are, what they need to try to make it better for them for the following year. It's detrimental, I think, in some aspects, because without that, the girls seem kind of lost. I've heard many girls say they've done the pageant 2-3 years and never won, always would just place. And one girl actually said she felt like it was time to just hang up pageants and stop doing them completely. However, her parents encouraged her to continue, and the following year, not only did she win a state pageant, but she went off to nationals, and she took the national title, and that's just a wonderful feeling to know that the parents were there to back them up, and that they were getting these scores and getting an opportunity to put themselves in a better position the following year by making corrections that they knew they needed to make.
You know, and that's a good, you focused in on a good thing. I just don't want the girls to ever look at them, you know, because they're already feeling this rejection. Because when they don't win a pageant system, okay, when they don't win it, they feel rejected. I mean, that's just part of human nature. And I'd hate to have them look at these scores and feel that and take it that bad. But if they can focus it on it as a training tool, like you said, and use it to progress on, you know, and learn from it, instead of taking it to heart, then I think that is really good. So you brought up a good point. And, you know, Becky, she is saying about scoring that as long as she can use it as a training tool, it's a good thing. Now, when it comes to pageants, there's girls that have entered 2 or 3 or 4 times in one pageant system. Do you think that affects their self-esteem when they keep entering and they don't win the title?
Well, I think that really depends. I've actually competed in a pageant system before, and it took me many times before I actually won a title. And I think it depends on how you look at it. You know, I kept trying to improve myself, and I kept competing, and, you know, eventually I did win in that system, and I think that that's so important, and that really helped my self-esteem. Now, on the flip side, you know, if you don't have a lot of great supporters around you, then I can see how that would hurt a girl's self-esteem. But as long as she is motivated and she is surrounded by, you know, loving family and loving friends who really support her, then you can use that as a way to build your self-esteem and to, you know, really learn more about yourself. And, you know, not everyone can win everything that they do. You can't win every single pageant. You just got to keep trying and do it from the enjoyment of it. Do it because you're meeting new friends and because you're growing as a person, and then that will improve your self-esteem in the long run.
Oh, I agree with you, because I'm going to be very honest with you. When my daughter first lost the pageant and she was rejected, and that's what it basically is. When you don't win, you do feel rejected. She was in a bad state, and she turned around, she looked at my husband, and she said all she wanted to do was take this trophy and hit the queen with it. She was so upset. But I'll tell you what, she's going to do this pageant for the 6th time. And the last couple of years, she has held her head up high. She's not cried while she was standing on stage when it got down to the final 15 and she didn't get pulled. She kept that smile on her face. She walked off the stage. In fact, last year, she tried to help or console another girl who was feeling very rejected because she didn't win and wasn't placing as one of the top 15. And the girl was just very rude and, you know, didn't want that consoling from my daughter at all. But what it showed me is that my daughter's come a long way to be able to stand up, know that you kept doing this pageant, you haven't won, but you're still trying, and you're still trying to give good feedback to these other girls and help them and make them feel better about themselves. Then I feel it was worth it, because she's learned something, and she's definitely grown from it.
Now, Karen, you've competed in pageants before. What have you taken away from them? What have you learned? I hope we didn't lose Karen. Are you on?
I think we lost Karen.
Karen? Okay, Becky, are you still on?
I'm still on. I'm here.
Okay, I think we have lost Karen. We may have lost the reception set. Let's see if we can bring Karen back. In the meantime, what have you learned by competing in pageants? Becky, have you grown as an individual? In which direction do you feel you've been strong with competing in pageants?
Well, I saw I've definitely grown in pageants, and I try to use every pageant that I compete in as a way to learn and grow as a person. I was very shy as a child. I really was, and that was the reason that my mom wanted to start putting me in pageants so that I could stand up in front of people and not be shy, not be embarrassed about who I was. And I think that's one thing I've really taken away from pageants is that you know, I'm not a cookie-cutter person, and that's okay. You have to, doing pageants, you have to learn about your individuality, and you have to show that to the judges. You have to learn how to stand out. You have to learn, you know, what makes you unique. And I think that that's one thing that I have really taken away from pageants is that I have learned that. And, you know, especially working with interview, that's really helped me out a lot. And, you know, I just love competing in pageants. I think they're a great way for every young woman to learn and grow.
Hopefully, is Karen online now?
Yes, we lost each other. I'm not sure what happened.
But... Hey there, Karen girl. I'm like, Karen, where is she?
Glad you're back.
We got it.
I lost a little bit of the conversation, but...
Oh, we're talking about how pageants has made Becky and our caller grow as individuals. How has competing in pageants helped you grow as an individual?
I tell you what, in all aspects, from just the even interviewing skills to my self-presentation, it's funny. So it doesn't matter what age you start doing them. There's growth there. There is growth in all directions. I mean, you get friends that you never... They're lifelong friends, it seems like. We stay in contact all the time, and it's a true sisterly type love. And the growth that you have is through support, and it's kind of like baseball season to me. Baseball or football season for a young man, we have pageant season. And you go in there with the attitude of you're bringing your very best of yourself to present. You're having fun. It's not necessarily that you're looking at winning, but you're looking at being friends and influencing people in the best way you can.
You know, Becky, we used to have a teen division, but the hardest thing about having a teen division was, you know, the parents. And the parents really don't feel pageant competitions are good for their daughters. They don't see a benefit to them. And they really did not want them to compete. Really, the majority of parents do not want their teens competing. So, but we've did the research and we found that based on school scores, teens in part that are competing in pageantry have higher academic scores, less low self-esteem. You know, and we tried to focus in with the parents and telling them this, and they just couldn't understand that. So I feel like the young girls who want to compete are missing out an opportunity that may help them grow in certain areas. Do you agree with that?
I definitely agree with that. Your teenage years are so important. You're doing so much learning and so much growing then. And what better way than competing in a pageant where you're learning about interview skills, you're doing community service, you're learning how to be a successful woman. I mean, that's one of the best ways that a young teenage girl, you know, can learn and grow into being a successful woman. And I think it's so important that teenage girls have great outlets to compete in and things to do, you know, outside their academics. There's other ways you can grow as a person, and pageants are definitely one of those ways. And I loved competing in pageants when I was a teenager, and I competed in my high school pageant, and it was a ton of fun. And, you know, I would encourage all teenage girls that have the opportunity to try to compete in pageants. And, you know, it might not be for everybody, but, you know, for those girls who do compete in them and enjoy them, there's so much that they can gain.
Now, you know what, we're celebrating the success of each of our contestants this year, which really makes me excited because I cannot wait to read what has made each of our contestants a success. And I promise each contestant that we are going to focus in on their successes. So we're going to start with Karen, which I know she doesn't like to brag, and she's not bragging. She's actually telling a story that needs to be told about her success in her life and what she's accomplished. So we're going to start with Karen. You know, let our listeners know this success story that you have and tell us a little bit about it.
Well, actually the success story starts, I want to say, in my early 20s. and I was one of those childhood brides. Am I coming through okay, Di?
You are. I see. It sounds like you are. Sometimes you're going in and out, but I think, you know, you are. Sometimes it's hard to pick up on the cell phone. But go ahead.
Okay.
I think I can hear you pretty good.
Okay. Anyway, domestic abuse came into play in my early 20s in my first marriage, and kind of where it all started. I happened to be able to get out of the situation and harm myself with small children and flee from the situation, and that's my husband John now comes into play. We've been together for 2 years, and he has taught me how to defend myself and taught me everything I know about martial arts. And with that, I didn't really want to stop there. I've seen so many young women out there putting themselves in the situation or even just violent acts happening, and I just wanted to reach out through that. And I took me about, oh, probably 8 years to develop myself to for women and children, and through that, I've been able to reach women and children in my community through that in our school, and it's been 15 years of practice for myself and 32 years for my husband, but it's a team effort, so my success I don't stand alone on, but even with that, I have my students tell me I give the farm away because we never turn anybody down. Anybody that wants to learn is welcome to join us, and we'd love to teach them. On top of that, I also am a nurse with a chemotherapy background. People that I treat, I have worked the chemo unit because those people with cancer really know how to live. Even though they have disease, they know how to live and they know how to enjoy life. And when I know I can treat them, their experience is more positive, then I feel that I've had a huge success for that day. And every day I try to have success that way. Because we never have a promise of tomorrow. So you have to make the most of today. Other than that, I would say because I'm probably going to be one of your older contestants, I have a little bit more, a little bit more experience, even in personal training and fitness. I've been doing for, probably close to 30 years, and I do personal training out of my home along with that at work. I have quite a few success stories of women that have come and has lost 30, 60, 80 pounds, and it's really not me. I'm just motivating them, but I'll tell you what, when they come back to me, and they are that much lighter, they're healthier, their confidence is through the roof, that gives me joy. And
well, you know, I'm trying to encourage more mature women to compete, you know, because, you know, there's a stereotypic thing that pageantry is for young women. It's not that way anymore. I heard a long time ago about that. So I'm trying to encourage them to compete. And what advice would you give them to compete in ours or any other pageant system?
I tell you what, they just think some of it is here, number one. And number two, sometimes just having children in a family with the responsibility, they're apprehensive doing it. I would tell, and I have told several, even in my own community, just do it. Reach out, take the first step, and do it, because it's a snowball effect. You focus on yourself and doing healthy habits for yourself. A lot of older married women have went a long time caring for family and their children that they have stopped doing things for themselves, and a pageant would be something they do for themselves. So they apprehensive in doing that.
And Becky, you have a wonderful success story to tell as well. Let's hear your success.
Okay, well, sure. Well, first and foremost, my number one success is my family, my wonderful husband, and my new son. You know, I just can't tell you. I mean, he is the sparkle in my eyes, and, you know, I want the best for him, and I love him so much. And to me, family is definitely my number one priority. But also in addition to that, I've always loved doing volunteer work, and I've always been very involved in the community. It's very important to me. My favorite charity here in Memphis is the Bonner Children's Hospital. Wonderful, wonderful hospital here. Everyone involved in it is just absolutely fantastic. They take in, you know, children all over the country that suffer from all kinds of, you know, cancer and other diseases, and they never turn anyone away. Doesn't matter if they can't pay for it, if they don't have any insurance, any money, it doesn't matter. They take care of you there. And so we have always worked with them, you know, especially for like the last 10 years. And over the last 8 years, my husband and I have been very, very involved with the Twigs organization there, who we raise money for Le Bonner. And every Christmas, my husband and I shut down our photography studio, and we shoot pictures of children with Santa Claus, and we've raised over $30,000 every year for the last 8 years for them. And on Christmas Eve, this always breaks my heart, but it's so sweet. We always go up to the hospital, and we take a volunteer Santa Claus. My husband and I go up there, and we take pictures of the children who are stuck in the hospital with Santa Claus. And some of those children, they just absolutely love it. I mean, and many of these kids, this is their first picture they've ever had with Santa Claus. And it's so wonderful just to see, you know, that the impact that that can have on them. And we like to do stuff with Le Bonner throughout the year. We you know, donate all kinds of stuff to them throughout the year. And they're just a wonderful, wonderful hospital. You know, I've also done some work with St. Jude. And, you know, I love, there's some other charities around Memphis that I love doing. But that to me is so important. It's just to be very, very involved in your community. And if more people would just really get involved in the community, it would help out so much. And it has just such a great impact.
Well, you both truly are success stories, and we're so happy to have you with us. We couldn't ask for better examples, better misses. I mean, you know, you're class both, and we are just so proud to have you with us. You know, when a lot of the girls want to make personal appearances, Karen, you know, I think personal appearances, you know, we found over the years are more for the contestants' enjoyment because they meet people. Some of our ladies have even received sponsor donations being in personal appearances. And some even have job offerings and modeling, you know, fashion show modeling, you know, opportunities. Do you like doing personal appearances while you're representing your state title?
I would say time I do. I would most of it's during seminars, go to community things like holiday type events. Those are really fun, and people ask me about it when I'm there. On my shy side, you know, I'm probably more of a stay-at-homer, but it does make me get out of my comfort zone, and I can be fine with that. So overall, I'm good with doing it, and I plan on doing several this year, just hopefully spreading my wings to Albuquerque and the rest of New Mexico and doing some of this education for women and children. And it seems like the crown and the banner catches the eye. So therefore, the women, especially the women, they see that, they ask about pageant, and then they kind of take what you're telling them more to heart. It's kind of like, wow, look at this. So, yeah, they're a good thing, and I think that all women should try it one time at least. It helps them mature in ways that they never thought they could, no matter how old they are.
Well, you know, Becky, crown and banners, like Karen said, is an eye-opener. I mean, I don't care if you're Miss Pumpkin or Miss USA anymore. I mean, crown and banners do open doors. And I'll never forget, we went to a festival, a huge festival, years back when our queens, and they had gone backstage, and Kevin Bacon and his brother Mike was there performing Footloose. And there was about, I'd say, 3,000 to 5,000 people in the audience, and the girls were standing right by the stage watching Kevin and his brother and band go up to the stage. And they were getting all excited because everybody's screaming, "You guys are so lucky!" You know, it was, of course, the crown and banners, you know, was the reason why they were back there. But all of a sudden, Kevin looks at his bodyguard and motions over to the girls, and he comes to us, and he said, Kevin would like you girls on stage to do Footloose with him. And the queens were like, oh, my gosh. So then I'm going up on stage with Kevin and Mike Bacon in the band, and they danced to Footloose in 5,000 people. That would have never happened without the Crown and Banner. Never. Yeah, so... I mean, it was amazing for them. They just couldn't believe that happened. So let me ask you, Becky, do you think personal appearances are beneficial to being a state queen?
I think they're so beneficial to the state queen. I mean, it's so much fun to make personal appearances. You get to meet new people. You get to have fun. You get to show off the pageant. And that's part of being a queen, is that you're supposed to represent the pageant system, and you're supposed to, you know, raise awareness of it and talk about your platform. And so it's a wonderful experience whenever you get to do a personal experience, a personal appearance, you know, to share that and to meet new people. So it's a wonderful opportunity. I've actually had a chance to go to La Bonner with my Crown and Banner and sign autographs there, and that was wonderful because the little kids there, they are just amazed whenever they see that crown on your head. And it's just a wonderful experience to be able to do that.
Well, I know our current Miss U.S. Beauty's National Queen Gina works for the Center for Courageous Kids, children that have severe or life-threatening illnesses, I believe, if I remember right. And I know that having the Crown and Banner has opened many doors for her. She's just amazed at the opportunities she has had just because she has the Crown and Banner. In fact, her crown has been touched so much, we have to get her another national crown because it's really getting used up. Because she's just amazed at the people that respect her crown and banner and just love having her around, which is a positive thing. See, this is what we hope to bring, is the positive of what is involved with pageantry, because of, you know, the media just talking so negatively about pageant industry. And what we want to do in our organization is to make you girls feel special, because I believe as a director that I should try my best to make you feel special before you come to Nationals, because we found by doing this, the girls at Nationals don't feel the stress of competing as they would if we didn't get you girls to know each other, or we didn't make you feel like part of an organization. Because I wish that happened to me when I competed. I mean, you know, in the old pageant days, they told you, here's a program book, get your high heels on, get on stage, you have 12 hours of rehearsal, whether your feet swell or not. It's like, I can't begin to tell you at night how our feet were nice because we were just in rehearsals and, you know, never, you know, wear high heel shoes that long a time and try to get on stage with it. My feet were like frozen, but anyway. So we try to do the best for our contestants. And, you know, Karen, I really feel that the success stories of each individual contestant is really going to bring forth, you know, what pageantry stands for. You know, that we're just not competing, having the girls compete, but we're actually bringing out the best in them. And do you think it was a good idea for us to do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because really and truly, that's what it should be about. You know, the beauty, it's the inner beauty, what makes a person beautiful. I mean, I remember my mother used to have a saying that said, she is what she does. Well, there's a lot of really beautiful women out there that are doing great things, and I don't think they're getting recognized for it.
Well, you know, it's funny you should bring that up, because our Mrs. U.S. Beauty's National Queen from 2003 did amazing things for her year. I mean, she worked with St. Jude's Hospital. She went into the hospital. She prayed with, she's a born-again Christian, so she prayed with the parents and the children who were very ill in the hospital numerous times over. You know, the Charisma magazine, which is a Christian magazine, and Christianity Today magazine recognized her, you know, and the things that she was doing. But the media wouldn't recognize what she was doing, and it really amazed me. But if she had done something negative, then I think it would have been brought forward. I mean, how do you think we could change something like this, Becky, if we're ever going to be able to?
I don't know that you'll necessarily be able to change that. Unfortunately, with the media, they love a good story, and oftentimes a good story is something that's juicy and scandalous, and, you know, doesn't necessarily always talk about the positive and the happy things. And I actually studied journalism in college, and I loved it, but that is one problem with the media, is that so much of it is so negative. Even when you watch the news today, you know, everything you see on there is negative, and you're almost scared to walk outside your front door because you're not sure what's going to happen. And I just think that that is part of journalism, that that's just part of the media. And I think that it's up to us to really portray a positive image of the pageant, for us to, you know, get the word out there. You know, we are creating, especially at MySpace, with the U.S. Beauty Zone. I think that's great. So that's a way for us to show off, you know, what we're doing. And anything that we can do to create a positive image is going to help the pageant system and the U.S. beauty pageant system.
You know, and you're right, because the positive people around us is what helps make us a success, from the staff to the contestants to the people surrounding us. And you girls are very fortunate in July. We're bringing in a great production staff. You have a great host coming in. You know, it's a beautiful theater. We have wonderful surprises for you girls that I have lined up this week. And my husband said, boy, are these girls going to be happy what you got going for them, because it makes me happy. And I want to give you something to remember, and, you know, and I want to do this as a director. That makes it all worth it for me. I remember I had a talk show for 5 years called The Essence of a Woman, and we recognized people on our talk show that have made a difference in the lives of others. In fact, we even had an award we named after our talk show and given to surprise guests on stage, I mean on television, and they cried on camera, and we cried on camera. We had many people that touched our lives, and a lot of fun things. We had all of our queens come to the studio in Crown and Banner one day when we had our Chicago Calendar firefighters there, and our Elvis impersonator. What a show that was. The girls were all excited, clapping, but we couldn't get it out there to the mainstream cable networks because it was a feel-good show, and they just felt that there was no negativity in it, and so they didn't want to air it to mainstream. But we used to get, you know, emails from all over. So I know what you're saying, Becky, about that, because if it's juicy and if it's negative, they want it, they'll put it out there. So in closing, Karen, so tell me how you're getting ready for the pageant.
Well, kind of like what I said earlier, I'm really divvying into more of the dietary and the working out early, because, you know, the holidays will be coming, days in there. So I'm working on that, and my husband and I will certainly be working on the inner part, the walk, those 4-inch heels like you were talking about.
And you, Becky, how are you preparing?
Well, right now I'm definitely preparing on getting my body back in shape after the baby. And I'm so excited about doing that. I'm actually starting back running now. I love to run. I've done it for years, and I had to take a break when I was pregnant. So I am now preparing to run a half marathon in December. So I'm very, very excited about that. I love running little 5Ks and things like that. And so that's one of my main focuses right now. And also getting ready to do some appearances. I've got some things lined up. I'm going to go back to Le Bonheur, and got a few of the things lined up. So I'm doing that to get ready for the pageant too. And of course, I can't wait until it gets a little bit closer and I can go pick out my evening gown. That's always the most fun part. I love doing that.
Well, you know, our interview is over, ladies. I can't believe the hour just flew by. I've enjoyed having the both of you on the show. Our future shows are going to be our Miss and Miss contestants that are also going to be competing. But we wanted to welcome Karen and Becky, and thank you for being guests on our show. And, you know, our future shows, we got some celebrities coming on. Remember the song Sugar by the Archies, Sugar Sugar,
yes.
And Ron Dante is going to be our special guest, as well as some authors coming up, and some celebrity guests that we're booking in the future. So we want to thank everybody for listening to our show tonight and for bringing us such joy and support to the BDS Talk Radio for a Beautiful You. Have a nice evening, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.